social justice, race issues, police reform. New York Daily News columnist.
Sean King.
From our Radio 103.9 studios above Penn Station in New York City. Sean King, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, the legendary James Baldwin once said that to be black in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all of the time. Mm-hmm. I have to admit, this morning, all I can do is keep it real. I have to confess that I'm angry, I'm frustrated, and right on the verge of the rage that Baldwin speaks of. Yesterday in North Charleston, South Carolina, a jury of 11 white men and women and one lone black man refused to convict a white officer, Michael Slager, in the horrific shooting death of Walter Scott, who was a beloved black father and veteran who was originally pulled over for a traffic violation. For a living, I study and write and talk about injustice. Over the past 2 years, I've written over 1,000 articles on police brutality and injustice in America. What happened yesterday may very well be the most egregious, outrageous, ridiculous, preposterous, offensive miscarriage of justice I've ever covered. To me, it's one of the most unjust court decisions in the entire history of the United States of America. No injustice, no single case of police brutality was clearer, more flagrant, and better documented than Officer Michael Slager repeatedly shooting Walter Scott in the back as he ran dozens of feet away. Filmed on a bystander's cell phone who was on his way to work, tens of millions of us saw the video and saw the injustice with our very own eyes. It was an execution. After Slager shot the fleeing Scott in broad daylight, he was filmed planting a taser right next to him. His story would later be that he shot Scott because Scott stole the taser. It was all a lie. Walter Scott was running for his life. Knowing what we know now, he may have very well looked into the eyes of Michael Slager, who had a record of excessive force, and knew that he was in immediate danger of being killed. Whatever the case, even though Scott was more than a few dozen feet away, Slager aimed and repeatedly shot the brother in the back and killed him. After he fired the shots, Slager made no effort to show even a smidgen of care or concern or urgency about Scott. The North Charleston Police Department actually did the right thing and fired him that same week. The video was indisputable proof that their white police chief had to make such a decision. They determined that Slager lied about the incident on his early reports. Local prosecutors didn't drag their feet either. They charged Slager with murder, but they also gave the eventual jury the option to convict on a lesser charge. But a year later, yesterday, in the shadows of the election of Donald Trump as our next president, a lone white man on the jury refused to convict Slager. From the notes and comments that we've seen from his fellow jurors, nothing, no amount of evidence could persuade him. The lone black man on the jury, who became the foreman, told the judge last week that he thought this juror needed to be removed, but he wasn't. That'd be too much like right. Simply put, I don't respect the justice system that refuses to convict Officer Michael Slager on any charge for what he did. He shot a fleeing, unarmed man in the back in cold blood. It was filmed. Not only did activists believe it to be an injustice, but local police and prosecutors also agreed. Nonetheless, here we are. Of the thousands and thousands of people who've been killed by police in our country over these past few years, this was the case where I knew in my heart and mind that we'd finally get a conviction. But just as millions of people underestimated the role of white supremacy in this past presidential election, I simply underestimated what it would do in this case. I'll close with a thought that I've shared before. We must stop saying this criminal justice system is broken. That would suggest it was well-designed and somewhere along the line got off track. No, this system is functioning exactly the way it was intended to function and is firing on all cylinders. And if we're going to impact this system in any measurable way, we must organize like we've never organized before. Take care.
What's the count now? How many convictions?
Oh, man, still working on zero, man. And Tom, this was the case, and I feel almost foolish for some reason having my hopes up. This was the case where I thought we would get a conviction. It was so obvious and so clear.
The video.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
you to the point, Sean, where you said you saw him planting the taser on him. I mean, everything was right there.
It was right there, and you could see it all, and the guy has a history of excessive force.
Yes.
The police department knew he was guilty. They fired him that week. They arrested him the following week because the evidence was overwhelming. But what none of us considered was the role of racism and bigotry and white supremacy on that jury. And the foreman wrote the judge last week and said, listen, what's happening on here with this particular person is unethical. He refuses, despite any evidence, to make a conviction. And so they're going to retry the case. They announced yesterday. And maybe, just maybe, there's a chance that they'll get a slightly stronger jury. That's all they need.
And they gave him the option of the charges.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have done it. They could have taken a lot of routes, but that man refused.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Sean King.